Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is MacGruber, who's a super-duper decorated special agent, and he knows it's time to get back in the game when the bad guys decide to bring a nuclear warhead right into Washington, D.C.
I'm going to turn Washington, D.C. into a pile of ash.
He's known only as Dieter, and until now, he's been unstoppable. What the world needs is a hero who's so top secret, we don't even know his full name.
Hello, MacGruber.
So a long time ago on a TV show late at night, the character MacGruber appeared on Saturday Night Live, and now he's brought to the big screen to use his unusual survivor skill to take on some seriously dastardly dudes. I just so happen to have missed that episode of Saturday Night Live way past my bedtime. In fact, I've missed most episodes of Saturday Night Live. A girl really needs her beauty sleep, so I have no idea if this MacGruber guy is funny or entertaining. But, you know, giving Hollywood a benefit of the doubt just for a second, he must have been hilarious to make a whole movie about him, right? Well, I don't know about that either, because as it turns out, just for fun, they had the screening of this movie late at night. Yes, again, past my bedtime. But if you are a fan of that kind of funny, or at least willing to take the chance there might be worth a chuckle or two here, you might want to check this movie out. Now onto the much-anticipated 3D adventure, Shrek Forever After. And Shrek, he should be really happy and thrilled with his cushy life with his new wife and babies, but an ogre can get restless, so he makes a deal with Rumpelstiltskin to once again be a scary ogre for a day, which changes everything for everybody forever. Or maybe not.
I envy you. No worries, no responsibilities.
Oh, that's a laugh.
Sometimes I wish I had just one day to feel like a real ogre again.
Well, why didn't you say so? Magical transactions are my specialty.
All right, what's the catch?
You gotta give a day to get a day. That's all.
Now, you would think by now they would have run out of clever ogre story material, because after all, this is the third Shrek movie. But nope, they haven't. This was actually my favorite one. Puss in Boots, not my favorite character before this movie, but now I love him. You know, I think Antonio Banderas must have had to put on like 60 pounds for this movie. One problem, though, not enough donkey. You can never get enough donkey. In fact, now that they claim that this is the last Shrek movie, they should make a whole new movie all about donkey. It could be Donkey's Adventures with Squirrel. You know, the prehistoric squirrel from Ice Age, donkey and squirrel together. How cool would that be? But back to Shrek. If you want to see color, cute, and clever on steroids, this one is for you. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Shrek Forever After is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.